This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The smoking ban kicked in yesterday. Reactions and actions to it have been pretty mixed, as they have been since, in fact, it was first announced last year. So some restaurant owners are doing okay, some want more time to adjust, some are unsure about the regulations. They're also worried about potentially upsetting their customers now that they have to tell them that they can no longer smoke inside the restaurant. I did see this yesterday, actually. I was seated in a non-smoking section, but facing the smoking section right outside the glass windows. And right there were two ashtrays, just one on top of the other on the table. And you could see someone kind of, because they were just setting up, very sheepishly rush out and grab it. And I think it's just force of habit. So it's going to be interesting to see how people adjust.
And for smokers, it's been mixed as well, with there being feelings of irritation, confusion, and just being okay with it. And to relay another experience, yesterday I walked past, a Vietnamese restaurant, and I think it was quite cute to see like these bunch of uncles smoking outside, but then they had their spring rolls delivered to them where they smoked.
At that distance. So Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad said his ministry will give restaurant operators 6 months to phase out smoking at their premises before action is taken, saying that our enforcement is in the form of education. We explain first so there aren't those who are left behind and they all understand why we're implementing these rules. We're not here to punish. We want Malaysians to take ownership of their health, whether it's premise owners or the Malaysian citizens themselves.
He also added that it's not about enforcing, it's about them realizing that this is important for healthy Malaysia. Adding that the ministry will not entertain any excuses after the 6 months are up, saying that they will be strict and enforce the law.
He went on to say that more than 5,000 enforcement officers will be deployed to issue compound notices to restaurant owners and smokers in prohibited areas. And if you fall foul of this rule, you can be fined up to 10,000 ringgit or face 2 years jail. And that's for smokers. Shop owners who fail to display no smoking signs can be fined 3,000 ringgit or sentenced to 6 months jail.
So earlier today, The Bigger Picture caught up with Dr. Nizam Baharom, a public health physician and lecturer at the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences at the University of Science Islam Malaysia. He spoke about the multitude of benefits that smoking will bring, not just for our health, but for businesses as well.
I believe that this new ruling is a big landmark in Malaysian's history in terms of improving our nation's health. It is so important at so many levels. On the surface, it protects everybody from the dangers of environmental smoke. For smokers themselves, it's so beneficial at so many levels. First of all, it helps them to reduce or cut down on their cigarette consumptions. It helps them to dissociate the habit of smoking after meal. For many smokers, it triggers the thinking of quitting, or for some of them, it triggers the quitting process itself. For our young Malaysian generations, I believe this is psychologically so important because it sends a strong message saying that smoking is socially unacceptable and you should not start smoking. For business level, there are so many reports from many countries such as England, Australia, Korea, Singapore, showing that smoke-free eateries is actually beneficial for businesses because it's not like you have a choice to go to a restaurant that you can smoke, because every eatery is smoke-free by law now. So everybody still has to eat, and the majority of customers are non-smokers anyway. So it is good for business. So in overall, it is a very, very important new ruling.
So that was Dr. Nizam talking about the benefits that the smoking ban will bring. I think earlier, you know, we have a script and there was a word missing, but we meant the benefits of the smoking ban, not of smoking. And also Dr. Nizam gave suggestions on what people and proprietors can do to contribute to the overall objective of this ban.
We are all part of one big community and everybody has their role to play. The business center can actually remind themselves that they can also chip in towards the objective of smoke-free regulations, which is to improve our nation's health. While by law, they are required to display the no smoking sign and remind their customers to not smoke in their smoke-free environment. But they can also add more by being supportive, such as do not provide any ashtray or lighters, do not sell any cigarettes or tobacco products so that they will not tempt their smokers to buy and smoke. They can also provide information for smokers, such as leaflets on the dangers of smoking. And they can also help the smokers by providing information about the nearest quit smoking clinic in their community.
As we've seen, there's been pushback coming from smokers themselves. They claim the ban is unconstitutional and infringes on their rights. Here's what Dr. Nizam had to say about that.
Yes, everybody has their rights. But unfortunately for smokers, they are actually a minority group in Malaysia, where 80% of Malaysians are non-smokers, and they also have their rights to breathe clean air. But democracy aside, the objective here is to improve the health for all, and even among many smokers, actually majority of them are law-abiding Malaysians, and they do keep smoking to themselves and not to share their smoke with others. And the only small minority who are disagreeing with the new ruling at the moment. But I think given time, we will see that Malaysia will enjoy smoke-free eateries in the future.
That was Dr. Nizam Baharom from the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences at University Sains Islam Malaysia in a conversation with The Bigger Picture about the benefits that the smoking ban will bring. Bigger Picture, I think, covered it in a little more detail earlier from a public health angle, so you can catch that by downloading the podcast either on our app or on the website. And just to read a couple of messages that have come through. So Michael saying, if it were a true democracy, why can't eateries decide if they want to be smoking friendly and be required to put a sign up to declare so? Patrons could decide if they want to frequent it. By the way, I don't smoke and my friends don't either, and I hate secondary smoke, but... And yeah. So I take the point. I do think that a lot of people have raised that issue that let the market decide, right? You know, you can just choose to do it, and people who don't want to spend their money there won't. But I think that this is overall, that there's a larger public health issue at hand.
Yeah, I think the thing is, if you reduce the places that you can smoke in, I think a lot of people also tend to smoke less. And I think that's some of the stories that I've been hearing from my friends who are smokers, that, you know, when they go to countries that easily ban smoking either in public places or restaurants, they smoke significantly less.
Yes. Tyler says, smoke-free mosque. So, yes, next steps. And in the meantime, though, we are going to be speaking with Dr. Kelvin Yee in just a little bit. He's a member of parliament for Bandar Kuching. And it's interesting because, of course, on the other side, Sabah and Sarawak aren't super interested in the ban. We will be talking a little bit more about that as well. Keep those messages coming. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. All this is coming your way, BFM 89.9.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we are talking about the smoking ban in eateries that we've kind of had percolating for a little while since the end of last year, but officially it is January 2nd. It came into effect yesterday. We'll cross over now to Dr. Kelvin Yee, not the Kelvin Yee who's in studio, but the one who is the Member of Parliament for Bandar Kuching. Kelvin, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Were you surprised by some of the pushback that we're seeing with the smoking ban?
I guess, to be fair and honest, I wasn't really surprised by the feedback as well as the pushback that we are currently seeing with the smoking ban. Because, in all honesty, this policy is not a new thing. And it has been talked about since the past few years. And if I'm not mistaken, since 2015, the federal government actually showed an intention to create this ban in open areas and public eateries. And actually, since then, several associations and several public stakeholders have shown their displeasure as well as their resistance towards it. And those the same reasons that they used then are the same reasons that we are seeing now.
So it's only the first day, but do you think the ban is being taken seriously, especially when laws have yet to be gazetted and there won't be any legal enforcement for the first 6 months?
I guess for a law or for a policy to be taken seriously, it must first be fully understood by the people. And now, because it's still so new, and a lot of them actually are confused or unsure of the mechanism or the reality of the ban or the law itself. So actually, I agree with the direction that the Ministry of Health is taking in terms of having a more educational approach in the first 6 months. Because in my view, the best way to educate is actually to implement first. And then through this implementation, the public is then kind of fully aware, or they're kind of forced to know the intentions as well as the law itself. And so in this first 6 months, we cannot take too much drastic actions because having a cold turkey treatment might be a bit drastic for some people. But in these 6 months, if there was instances or other cases where they light up their cigarettes, for example, in a public places, and instead of getting fully punished, they are being given warning, or they will explain on the matter even further. So this, in a way, gives an option or a better way for the public to understand the policy in place and why is it good for them and why the government is taking such a direction. So hopefully within the 6 months, there will be definitely more compliances. But of course, the enforcement agencies will need to play their part as well. And as well as the public themselves, that if they see such instances in eateries, the public should not respond in a more aggressive manner, but should respond in an educational manner in terms of educating our fellow members of the public in on the ban and the reason for the ban.
So how much awareness do you think MPs have about the nuances of this ban?
Of course, I cannot speak for every one of them, but I believe the conversation on the ban was quite rapid, in the sense that there were a lot of MPs that discussed on this issue, even in Parliament and outside of Parliament itself. So a lot of the MPs are fully aware of it, and we have received multiple feedbacks from for and of course, against the whole policy. So I guess most MPs, if not all MPs, are aware of the nuances of the ban itself.
And what responsibility does the MP have in ensuring the ban is enforced effectively in their constituency?
I think first and foremost, the MP needs to believe in the policy itself. The MP needs to understand the benefits in order to better explain, especially those who are against it, especially those who see it as an encroachment to their choice in life. So the role that we play mainly is, of course, to further promote this policy or this law in the public space, in terms of reminding not only just the eateries of their role of putting up enough signage, enough materials for people to know about it, but also to explain to those that are against it or those who has a more unclear view of the whole policy itself. So we as MPs, as I said, we need to understand the meaning of it, the role of this law, and also to understand why we are doing this so that we can explain to different stakeholders that may have some doubts or may have certain objections to the matter.
And on that note, what sort of feedback were you able to get from proprietors and the general public on their concerns surrounding the ban?
I made an effort to actually go on the ground to hear from different people, especially people in the coffee shops and also general public, members of public that are smokers themselves, on their view on the ban. Many of them actually are supportive. Well, they admit there will be certain inconvenience for them. However, they are generally supportive of the good and the benefits that will come out of this. However, again, of course, majority of them do wish that the government set some designated areas so that they have at least an area to smoke, especially when they're outdoors or when they're in the coffee shops and everything.
Yeah, designated areas is the request that's coming through quite a bit. Is that something that you think can be negotiated?
I think Dr. Lee Boon Chye, the Deputy Health Minister, has given a kind of clear guideline in terms of areas that they can smoke. That is about 10 feet or 3 metres away from these open eateries. As well as, actually, fact of the matter is the ban does not cover, only covers less than about 1% of the whole area space in our whole country. So there are still many different avenues for smokers to get their fix away from this public space, which may interfere in enjoyment of other members of the public or even to protect them from secondhand smoke.
Right, and Sarawak has chosen to opt out of the ban for now. As the MP for Bandar Kuching, what do you think about that? What sort of message does it send?
Personally, I actually feel that it sent a very negative message in terms of promotion of public health, as well as something that is so important for for the country. As policymakers, of course, one of our main responsibility, if not the main responsibility, is to support or to formulate policies that are good for the people in the long term, not just populist policies that may win us votes, but at the end are more detrimental to the people. So for the state government, the Sarawak state government, to withhold it and to opt out the ban for now actually sends a bad message to the public. And why I find it peculiar was that the federal government has actually shown their intention of banning smoking in public areas since May itself. So it's peculiar that the state government actually chose only this week actually to actually voice out and say that they will need further engagement with the different stakeholders in the state in order to come up with their own approach towards this matter. When for the past 7 to 8 months they could have done it, especially when on such matter that is of public importance, on such matter that is involving the public health of us fellow Sarawakians. So again, it might boil down to politics or it boil down to the federal state relationship. But again, in my view, policies that are good for people should not be objected or should not be opposed for the sake of opposing, but instead it should be supported, because no matter how tough a decision must be taken, it must be taken, especially if it involves the public health and safety of our people.
And as we've mentioned, the news from Sarawak only came about recently, but what have your constituents been saying about this decision?
Yes, there are, of course, diverse views and feedbacks that we get. So the general feedback I've seen from social media, from the news, as well as my conversations with people this morning, majority actually are against the decision for the state government to opt out the ban for now, because many actually understood the implications of such decision. So that's why some actually say that move by the state government may be perceived as somewhat childish in terms of trying to stand up against the federal government on an issue which is actually for the benefit of the people. So again, it is still early days, and we shall see the impact and how the public actually respond to it. So this is actually, as I said, it is a good opportunity to further educate the public, because not many of them actually understand the detriments of smoking or even secondhand smoke.
Kelvin, thank you so much for joining us and for weighing in. That was Dr. Kelvin Yee, the Member of Parliament for Bandar Kuching. And we're, of course, talking about the smoking ban, long discussed, but it finally came into effect yesterday officially. So we're asking you what you think, especially in terms of your experiences. I know it's only 2 days, but people have some pretty strong opinions. So Guna, for example, saying smokers need space too. A puff after a meal is a must for smokers. Smoking's not illegal, so just have an area for them. That should be the right thing to do. And just on a note, a puff after a meal is a must for smokers. I think that is exactly the mindset that's being addressed here.
Yeah.
As you said earlier, Kelvin, if you are denied certain spots, maybe it helps to breed the habit of stopping as much as anything else.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you can't do it, you don't do it. I think. In some cases, not
if you
all.
Make it inconvenient.
Yeah, if you make it inconvenient.
Mm. Rosalind says business would be good if the ministry sets up a hotline where the rakyat can help in enforcement. We'll take pictures of customers and outlet business signboards to the hotline, and the ministry can take action. Business owners normally don't care about customers smoking inside, despite many no smoking signs. And Malaysian smokers residing in Singapore, Australia never smoke back home because cigarettes are too expensive. It's too expensive to break that no smoking law. But back in Malaysia, they smoke because there's no enforcement. They know it's bad for their health, but it doesn't force them to stop smoking. So we come back to that point about convenience. Swat Kwan says, I enjoyed my roti canai and teh tarik better this morning. Good job, government. Kudos to smokers who walked away from eateries to enjoy their nicotine puff. And that is exactly it. I think it's just a short walk. It's really not that much that's being asked for. And hopefully, in some ways, it helps if you choose not to take that short walk.
Yeah, and I think, I'm glad that some smokers are also seeing humor in this by, you know, posting, memes on the internet. You know, the smoker's starter pack is now a box of cigarettes or a vape and a measuring tape.
Very important. Yeah. Very important. Ng says, if the smokers feel irritated by the ban, perhaps it's time they understand that the irritation is 10 times more when their smoke reaches the non-smokers, especially at the eateries. We've had other thoughts come through as well, both about the growing pains of PPBM as well as the cigarette smoking, as well as the smoking ban. So keep them coming. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're headed to the news and then we'll be right back. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.